Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
His name is Willie Nelson.
Poncho was a bandit boy.
And he ain't the first time he's done this, but he is your artist of the day today. Poncho and Lefty did this one with Merle Haggard. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Go ahead, Dana. Sorry.
I'm not looking to make this a topic again, but I did hear back from the mayor.
Okay.
And we asked, can you settle a debate, our city pool's revenue generators? And he wrote right back. And he writes, not really for us. Competitions are the one bright spot. We have a facility up north that hosts events. They can help, but generally no. Pools are not revenue generators. And when he's talking about competitions, he means the big natatoriums where everyone pays to come in and swim and compete. Outside of that, he says no, they are not revenue generators.
So like the average Saturday or Sunday crowd that gathers at a pool is a money loser for the city.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, you pay $4 to get in, maybe buy a bag of chips. Think about the money it costs just not just to staff it, but to maintain
just to put the water in there,
the chemicals, all that stuff.
Excuse me, not coronavirus. Sam, when you get a minute, let's send it to the callers, because we were talking last hour at the tail end about teaching in this age that we now live in, something we haven't even talked about really on the show. And I wanted to hear from teachers regarding how they're doing these class lessons, and everything's on Zoom. I come home sometimes from working out, and I'm not going to a gym. I'm going to a basement. And Maya's in her room, and she's on a Zoom chat. And her teacher's in there. All of her classmates are in there. And it's just weird. So, Sam, when you get a minute, send us to somebody on the phones, and we'll go ahead and take them. You ready?
Let's go to Pat and Lee Summit.
Okay. Hey, Pat. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. Hi,
Hello.
Pat.
Nice to be here. Thank you for asking your question.
Good to have you.
Good to have you.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm an instructor, and I'm an old boomer, admittedly, but I feel like I'm never not working ever since we switched over my laptops in the living room, and I'm getting, emails and questions and stuff all the time. And I only teach two classes. I'm officially retired, but I am privileged to get to teach two classes. But, students are always asking us questions and things it's pretty fluid situation. Things change a lot. And when we left for spring break, I assumed we'd be coming back maybe around the 1st of April or something. And, of course, that was wrong. But, it's been really different. Zoom per se hasn't been a problem, but we use a teaching platform called Blackboard that I hadn't used before. Lots of people that I work with have been. But I have to say, it just always seemed like extra work to me. And I don't know, whoever designed it, and I do not think alike. But I'm working with it, but it's like to make up a grade, you know, to record student grades, you can't just write down 75%. You've got to do different calculations and remember to turn the edit mode on and then turn it back off again so you can preview it and make sure that that's what it really wrote down. And to enter a column of grades for your students now probably takes 20 minutes, or at least takes me 20 minutes, whereas before it might have taken three on a spreadsheet.
All right, well, let me jump in just because your phone. Hang on, caller. I more than appreciate the call, but it keeps cutting in and out. So thank you.
I wonder if we were on speakerphone. It sounded like maybe she was on speaker, Scott.
Yeah, maybe. Sam, do we have another?
We do. We have a full board. Let's go to Terry in Lee's Summit.
Hi, this is Terry. How are you guys?
We're doing well, Terry. Thank you.
Good.
Great. I'm a kindergarten teacher, been teaching for 27 years and love it. But oh my goodness, I feel like I'm a first year teacher again. This is so hard and I'm working so hard. And maybe my age has something to do with it because I'd rather see the kids one-on-one than have to see them on a computer. But I can't physically see their little mouths when they're trying to read something to me as much as I would if I was right there with them, or correct sounds of their mistakes right away, because everybody's got to have a turn in a different way than we've ever taken turns before. And it's just hard. And my parents are doing so great. I mean, they're doing so well. And not only that, I'm the old one in my school of my colleagues that teach with me, and they have little kids at home and have to teach too. So they're taking care of their littles while they're teaching. And I'm so thankful that mine are grown up and I don't have to do that. But oh my goodness, whoever said the teachers aren't doing anything or aren't really working right now, that's so wrong. I'm learning more every day and I'm thankful I can, but it is hard. This is hard.
Well, what the person said, and I actually, on behalf of my brother, would take a mild offense to it, is that teachers should have their pay cut because they're not working full-time anymore.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what? They've never had a good teacher because teachers work hard all the time, COVID or no COVID. So that, I'm sorry for that person that feels that way because I just don't feel like it's accurate, but... Anyway,
I'm guessing the person who wrote that does not have children in any education system right now, because anyone who has kids in that system right now knows how hard everyone is working to try and piece this thing together.
Yeah, and we're brokenhearted that we can't be with our kids. I mean, this isn't teaching. I mean, we've gone into teaching so that we can have physical contact. It's heartbreaking, but we're trying our best, and our parents are trying our best. It's a different ball game.
Real quick, what do you think is going to happen in the fall?
Gosh, I do not know. I know from what I've heard rumblings of is that they want to go back as much as possible. I mean, so I'm crossing my fingers. I'm going to be that optimist that says we at least get to start the year. I mean, hopefully we don't know what COVID obviously is going to do in the summer and the fall, but I'm still thinking we're going to get there. We'll see.
Well, guess what? We want to send them back, so take them.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you, guys. Good
luck. Be well. You take care of yourself,
Hang
okay?
in there.
All right, 576-7798. More of your calls, your comments here in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
If you like pina colada.
Back to the call. Sam, please send us.
Jamie and Olathe.
Jamie, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. All right. So I am a single mom of two daughter's 7th and 10th grade in the Olathe School District. When all this started, we sat down together. They planned out a schedule for themselves, and we have stuck to it. I know Olathe School District has done an amazing job and working hard, but the content they've provided is only good for about a day's worth of work, according to their schedule. So I have legit come up with things for them to do. In the mornings, they do their core subjects. In the afternoons, we do life skills. We go outside and do physical activity. And, yes, it's been a struggle because I'm not a teacher, but we've made it work, and I feel like they're going to be better prepared for when everything starts back up again.
I'm assuming, at least for your high school age daughter, I think you said you had two daughters.
Yes.
Finals have been canceled, at least in the DeSoto district. Is that true in Olathe as well?
Yeah. So the way Olathe works it for children or students in high school that had a D or above were given an opportunity to have this continuous learning count for a grade. However, if they were happy with their grade, then this is all just as a legit continuous learning, and their semester grade will count for their final.
Wait. Rewind the tape for a second.
Yeah.
So if they had a B or above...
A D. D as in dog.
D as in dog?
Yes.
Yeah. Scott, they have the opportunity to make their grade better, but in our district, you cannot lose grade for
correct.
Your online learning.
I see.
And
okay.
They have to do it that way because there are children who don't have access to Wi-Fi or laptops, all of that stuff.
Yeah, or their parents aren't able to get by and pick up the paper packet or during the pickup time. You know, there's a lot that went into it.
So Dana and caller, explain this to me if you can, and I'm sure you both can. If you were satisfied with your grade when this all started, you could just stop and take your grade. Is that right?
Theoretically, yes.
Theoretically. Now, as a parent, I couldn't let that happen. I knew that, and they told me, the girls told me the same thing. They said, if we wouldn't have done anything for this whole time, we wouldn't be ready for the next grade next year.
That's true.
So that's just my take on it. I think it is hard. It's a challenge for me. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a teacher. I never would claim to be, but I've made it happen for them. And I think a lot of parents need to look at it that way, that this is what's best for their kids right now. And I understand people are working from home, but you got to get your priorities in there too. Or, you know, kids have to keep going on and keep learning.
All right. Hey, be well. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you. You guys too. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Excuse me, not coronavirus.
Are you going to say that every time you cough?
Yeah.
I think he should.
Oh, my God.
Especially if you're out in public.
Just making sure you know. It's not coronavirus.
No, we know.
Just a little allergy. Sam, I think we have one more.
We do. Amy in Raytown.
Okay.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. I am a teacher in Raytown. I teach orchestra in middle school and high school.
Oh, now wait, I'm glad you called in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been working harder than ever, let me tell you.
So you're teaching kids how to play music at home. Is that right?
Yes, I'm trying.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, we were allowed to go back in our buildings for an hour after spring break. I got and we told all our kids to take their instruments home. Every locker that had an instrument, I got it, and I made sure that I either made sure that the parent came to school and picked it up, or I hand-delivered some instruments to their houses so that they all have instruments.
Oh, I bet their parents are thrilled with you.
It was my understanding the trombone was trapped inside the school.
Oh, no, well, I just teach stringed instruments, so I don't...
Oh. Well,
you could lie and make the story better, but...
Yeah.
Hey, good for you. And our school did the same thing. They gave us a one-hour window to come pick up their instruments, and we did.
But I do... I try to... I make video lessons where I'm trying to teach the younger kids new stuff. I assign little bits of music via Google Classroom. I have them make, every 2 weeks, I have them make a video of them playing an excerpt for me, and they upload it so I can grade it. And I do live Zoom classes where they can ask me for help, where they'll play something for me, and I'll try to help them. But it's really hard when I can't, like, physically move their finger or adjust their hand or something like that. And it's really hard.
What is the point of, and I know this is below your pay grade, but what is the point of the recorder? Was that an instrument sent from the devil?
I think so. But I've never had to teach that.
Mm-hmm. You never taught hot cross buns on the recorder?
No, no.
Are you aware of any recorded music that incorporates the recorder? Like maybe a Boston classic or something like that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Renaissance music and recorder ensembles that are really, really good. And there are...
No, there aren't.
Okay. There might be a lot of them. I think you disagree on the that are really good part of your sentence.
Hey, we do appreciate your call, and God bless, and all the best.
Thanks.
All right, you take care. News is next. Sam Stevie III, Dana Ryan, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
She said it's cold outside, and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. She said it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault.
I was planning to go see these guys at Starlight this summer. That ain't happening. Damn you, coronavirus. It's cold outside. I must be lonely.
3 a.m.?
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, have you noticed, Sam, as he's getting older, his lyrics are getting more bizarre?
He knows, like, the name of the brother of the guy that played the guitar on this song in 1987
right.
And what color shirt he was wearing while he played it.
Yeah.
But then he says things like two white teeth or it's cold outside instead
of. What's funny is the name of that song is 3 a.m.
It's literally the, yeah, the, yeah.
Okay, I love you so much right now, Scott. I do.
It's beat up on me day. That's okay. And,
yeah,
I'm okay with that. No, I don't mind deprecating humor. I just hope both of you get hit by a truck tonight. And.
Oh, look, St. Margaret's pulling into the parking lot.
Well, she better pull into my driveway because I ain't there. Yeah, we did that yesterday. Oh, my God, I feel so bad for that woman. I mean, she's just.
You know, I'm sorry she's home. I'm glad you guys are doing the driveway stuff. But I'm also thankful, Scott, that she's not in one of those villages. I won't even call it a nursing home. Retirement villages right now. They are all struggling with the setup, doing the best they can. But that specific setup is just ripe for this thing. And I've asked this before. How does life go back to normal for those places? And I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either, Dana. And, you know, I'm a little bit concerned. My aunt, my dad's sister, who's about 4 or 5 years older than my mom, moved into an assisted living center, moved herself in. I mean, she's quite functional. But she had a really nice two-bedroom house in Sun City, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And right before this whole thing started, she moved herself into an assisted living center in Sun City. And not long after she moved in, two of the residents came down with COVID. I'm like, ding! She's like holed up in her room. Can't leave.
Because that's the one place we talk about colleges, we talk about schools, we talk about, you know, concerts. The one place where I can't figure out how they prevent this is the assisted, not even assisted living, because that I'm not necessarily talking about nursing homes.
No.
Some of these places are rehabilitation facilities where let's say you break your hip or your foot, you're supposed to go to this place for 5 days for rehabilitation. And here's the deal, Scott, you can't stop people from visiting their loved ones.
The hell you can't.
So you're saying from now until the end of the time, if you are in a rehab facility or like the villages of whatever, You can't have anyone visit?
Well, what I'm saying is, for the time being, yes, that is correct. I mean, I watched a news story this morning. I think it was on GMA or CNN. I can't remember. Where this hospital worker is coordinating FaceTime visits for people to say goodbye. And I was like, oh, that has to be the most brutal job. And, I mean, your job is literally to get Dana Wright on FaceTime and so she can FaceTime her mom, who is dying of COVID in the hospital. And Dana, who is 45 years old and healthy, can't be in the same room with her mom, who is not, and who is dying from COVID. I thought, oh my God, that must be the worst job in America.
One of the things I asked a girlfriend yesterday was, does this shift the way we care for the elderly around the world? And if so, how? Because you have a few options when it comes to this type of decision. You can live at home, and someone can be in charge of care at home. You can hire maybe a nurse to come in and help out. Yep. That is extremely expensive, and I don't think affordable for most families. Or you look at a place like this, and my grandma, Scott, you know, started out in like the big place where there's a pub and there's pool and there's bingo and games and everyone has their own space. And then after she had a stroke, she graduated to, you know, a more, what do you call it, skilled care area of the same place. Mm-hmm. And then after that, she had another stroke and she graduated. You know, they've got the memory care ward and they've got, you know, where you need a much higher level care of nursing, which is two or three times the cost of the second tier. And I just don't see moving forward how you keep this virus out of those places. How, Scott?
Dana, as someone who is not an epidemiologist nor a virologist, I have no idea. And, you know, I had a long conversation with Sarah over the weekend. And, you know, because she's supposed to go move into, she's supposed to start work a week from Thursday at this gym called Hot Works. And, you know, they turn the temperature up to like 125 or something in the room, and you work out with a visual screen or virtual screen. And I even told her, I will pay you not to go back to work. Because I'm not screwing around. And then we had a long conversation about what the new normal is going to look like. Because there is no going back to normal, I think it's fair to say. And I don't mean that to be alarmist or anything like that, and that's the second time I've used that word in this show today.
I think, but in the short term, you're right. In the short term,
yeah, until
things
we get,
are not going to look.
Until we get a vaccine. And I was just telling her, I said, honey, I don't know what the new normal is going to look like. I heard Dr. Birx over the weekend saying that we're probably going to be social distancing through the end of the summer. I was like, oh, my God, when does this end?
But how do you do that, Scott? Back to the care facility question. How do you do that in a care facility?
Dana,
short of locking it down where no one can come in and visit.
I don't know. You FaceTime, maybe, and I'm not trying to be funny here, so don't, this is not a joke. Maybe wheel them out and the family sits on one side of the parking lot and grandma sits on the other side of the parking
right.
lot.
And I will tell you, if I was 80 years old, pick the number, I would not survive that setup. No way.
Right.
We already know that it is hard in those places. Depression creeps in, loneliness creeps in. We already know those things. You then add a layer on top of that where from now until whenever, you can't even see your people.
Yeah.
Would you want to live like that, Scott? That's not, I don't know what that's like. That's basically you're in prison.
Well, you're not living if that's what you're getting at. I mean, that's not life. And, you know, I keep going back to the conversation I had with my mom this morning where, you know, we were talking about how the two of us are pacing our house. And I at least get to go out in the morning and work out with my daughter and Kelly and her son. And then every day at 1:15, I get to go see Sam at the radio station. My mom doesn't even get that. And, you know, yesterday when we were having our driveway moment for an hour, I just felt so sad for her. And she said, I want to cook a meal for you guys.
Mm.
And Maya said, all I'm hearing is marinated steak. And so my mom...
She's getting out and walking, though, isn't she, Scott?
Yeah, she gets out and walks a little bit with her friends and stuff, but one's on one side of the street and she's on the other. But to my point, my mom said, well, I'll be happy to make you guys marinated steak next weekend.
Mm.
And then she said, and this one was kind of like the moment, she said, can we do it on Saturday? That way I can get more time.
Oh, honey.
And I was like, oh, damn. Because we do it on Sundays between noon and 1 because the girls go back to their mom's house on Sundays at 1 o'clock.
You should do it on a Saturday.
Well, we are going to do it on Saturday. And so, but my I'll never forget my mom saying, can we do it on Saturday so I can get more time? And I was like, oh, man. And that's when it really hit me, you know, and I was like, oh, Mom, God bless you. God bless you. So we're doing it Saturday, I don't know, noon, 1 o'clock,
but
whatever.
Scott, thank God she can get out, because that is not the case for so many. She can at least get out and walk, and I'm not saying that's ideal, because it's not, but it's also not you're trapped in, you know, I remember
you're not trapped
the room.
In a room, yeah.
No, I remember the room my grandmother had. It was a bed and a toilet, and it, you know, they do the best they can. I'm not saying they didn't, but it's, I would not last in that environment.
Dana, you would lose your mind.
No.
You, even more than me, need human contact. And I don't mean touching. I just mean, like, you need human interaction.
Yeah.
You would never survive. I mean, oh, God. You'd be jumping through plate glass windows.
I would just come live with the kids and be like, remember all of those times you wanted me to cook for you and clean up after you? Well, the roost is coming home, sister.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Coming in hot.
You would lose, if you, Dana, I've known you for a long time. If you were in an assisted living home, or even worse, a nursing home, and you couldn't see your people, you would absolutely lose your mind.
No, I'd be the one that would bust out. And then there would be a silver alert for crazy Dana all over the news.
Doot,
silver
doot,
alert.
Doot, doot.
She done said she ain't doing this no more, and she gone.
Give me the virus.
She was last seen sprinting down the street with her arms flailing in the air.
Naked?
We have not seen her run in 15 years.
There she goes.
Bye, Dana. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ. Blackboard. You're on Dana and Parks. From the text line. Oh, Dana, this will make you tear up.
Why would you want to make me cry?
I don't want to make you cry. My grandpa will be 101 this year.
Oh.
And we have to look at him through the window. Yes, it is scary because we don't know if we'll ever see him in person again. All right. Sam, will you send us to the phones if you don't mind, please?
Let's go to Lee in KC.
Hi, Lee. Go ahead.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, Dan, I just want to comment what Scott was saying. He's 100% right. My wife is in nursing school, and she's working in these facilities right now. She has a particular facility. She works here in pretty regularly. They're on pretty much total lockdown, no visitors, period. They have to get their temperature checked when they arrive and when they leave and they get checked. Yeah. But for a while, they were locked down in their rooms. And she even had one lady that was so aggressive, who was threatening to call the police. And she said, "We will not open this door." She said, "Our first goal is to keep them alive. And then as protocols change, we'll see what happens after that." But, she was very serious, and they've they allowed her to go around to a window and let her wave and speak through a window, but they cannot open the doors.
Well, and what's so sad is for patients with dementia, memory issues, you know. I'm thinking about my grandmother who, you know, there have been times she will be sent to rehab and she thinks they are trying to hurt her. I mean, she literally, there was one time she screamed, call police, they're taking me, because she didn't understand. She didn't understand what was happening around her. And that's part of the evil, just evil nature of this disease and its targeting of the elderly.
She's been punched a couple of times by residents, but grabbed. But like she said, she told them, you know, our first goal is to keep them safe. And she takes it seriously. She said, we haven't lost one person to COVID, and she said she's not going to allow it. So good. She stood at the door and helped turn people away.
Good. Caller, thank you for the call. Sam, to the next one, please.
Glenda in Martin City.
Hi, Glenda. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. This is Glenda in Martin City. Mm-hmm. I listen to you and Dana in the afternoons because you always lift me up. But today you made me cry.
I'm sorry.
It was your story about your hour-long conversation with your mom. My adult children have started Zooming me on Sundays. It started right after we were restricted to working from home. And my two adult children and my grandchildren call me on Sundays. And the first call was like 45 minutes. This past Sunday, it was 4 hours.
Wow.
We have absolutely enjoyed visiting with each other on the call. So allow your moms more time. Cancel whatever you've got done. It's a blessing.
Oh, Glenda, I promise you, on Saturday, we'll stay as long as she wants. And everything is canceled.
Well, I tell you from experience, when she gets off the phone, she'll cry.
Stay strong, okay, Glenda?
Hang in there, honey.
Sam, I think we have time for one more. Man, that one broke my heart.
Tom, near Clinton, Missouri.
Tom, hi.
Oh, hi there. I just talked to my mom. We had to put her in a long-term care facility March 18th up in central Iowa. And her biggest thing right now, she's battling a little dementia. She had a broken hip. That's kind of what landed her in there, and she had a new pacemaker. But anyway, she can't see anybody. No visitors are allowed. Yeah, what your previous caller said, that's absolutely true. The family can't see the patients, but she said they can't even wheel them outside or get them outside to even get a little sun or fresh air. They've been just totally, you know, enclosed in that. And that kind of surprised me. I thought, well, maybe they can wheel them out one by one or in very small groups and at least get some sun, because what she needs right now is hope. And I think when she sees the news, she lacks a little bit in that regard. And why we're not, as the greatest country on the earth, not able to flood our long-term care facilities, our VA homes, nursing homes with tests, I still don't understand that one. But
Tom, I do appreciate the call, buddy. I mean that. News is next, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, I'm Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.